Oh, is there a general word you'd use for horses and mules and cows? You say you have to go feed the critters or go feed the stock?
I had to go feed the stock, the cows and the horses.
Okay. And if it was time to do the chores and to feed the stock, you'd say that it was
time for milking and all like that.
Yeah, would you use the word feeding time or chore time or?
Feeding time is feeding time back then. Back in those days when I was on the farm, it was time to go feed the horses or the cattle or like that.
Okay. And a hen on a nest of eggs would be called a
sitting.
Huh?
She's an old hen sitting on the eggs.
Okay. And the place where you keep the chickens?
Hen house.
Okay. What about just the mother hen and her chicks?
Coop.
Okay. Any other places for keeping chickens?
Well, we had the chicken house and the roost. There was roost built in the chicken house. Of course, these little coops, I can see them yet, that the mother hen is door there, and we'd shut it up in case of animals, you know, coming at night, varmints.
In case of what?
Varmints, because they'd call the things that would come to destroy them, varmints.
Yeah. Okay, if you're eating chicken, you know, this bone that comes like this?
Pulley bone.
Okay. Are there any stories about that?
Yeah, it's the wishbone, they call it. A lot of them do.
Yeah.
All. Now, I had pulley bone today for lunch. And it's white meat. That's not my favorite, however. It's good, all right.
But. Yeah. Have you ever heard of people pulling the pulley bone apart and
making
one?
Wish.
Yeah.
Yes.
How did that go?
I don't know, but now I've just seen that done and have a lot of fun about it. Wishbone, they say. And break it and who? Oh, well, if one is going to get married first, it's got the shortest piece and all those kind of little funny things.
Yeah.
Go with it.
Okay. Do you have a name for the inside parts of a pig or calf that you eat?
The ribs. We like that very much.
Yeah. Well, is there a general name like Haslet or Pluck or Liver and Lights?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of any of these?
Yes. The liver and lights, the lights of the lung. And the liver, of course, you know what that is. And a lot of people like kidney that cut out of there, but I never did the thoughts of it. I knew my mama didn't cook it, but I've heard a lot of people say that that was all right to be eaten. I never don't know that I've ever eaten a bite of it.
Yeah. Okay, is it the part that you sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausage in?
That you do what?
Sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausage in.
That's the entrails.
Okay. Any other name?
Well, they call it guts.
Okay. Have you ever heard of chitlins?
Yeah.
What's
now,
that?
Let's see. Chitlins is. Chitlins. I know them just as well, but I can't think about it. Well, that is part of the intestine doings, because they used to have chitlin suppers, and we would cook that at our restaurant for people. And while a lot of them just thought that was wonderful, chitlins. And I remember one of the men that were eating there saved a piece for me. Wrapped it up, you know, and I never did tell him I didn't eat it, but I put it down. I didn't want him to know. I thanked him, you know, over here happily and all, and he never did know that I didn't eat it. He was kind enough, you know, to want me to. I didn't say, oh, I wouldn't eat that, because he enjoyed it and liked it.
Okay, okay, could you tell me, you know, how you call cows together to come in out of the pasture? Could you go ahead and do that?
Come here, Bossley. Come here, so-and-so. That's the way we'd call them by their names.